We've got Matt Coles with us, the new face around Essex cricket this year. Matt, welcome to the club. An exciting opportunity for you, I guess.
Definitely. Every opportunity that's put in front of me is a great opportunity, and obviously coming to the Champions, it's going to be even better. So fingers crossed I can do my bit and help the boys retain the title.
Yeah, indeed. You've been around the county scene for a while now, haven't you? I think you know the strengths and weaknesses of most of this opposition. Were you surprised that Essex did so well last season?
I think you can't take people for granted. I think you look at a county over the years and whatnot, and obviously me being at Kent and Hampshire and now here, I think playing against, whenever I've played against Essex, they've actually played with great character, but always just, it was one of those not quite there. But then the last 2 years of it's almost just seen a complete different change in the squad and how they've played their cricket, and it's blown me away in regards to seeing it from an outside view. And I say now coming here, I'm really excited to get stuck in and help the boys hopefully retain the title and hopefully win one day of titles as well.
Well, I think you've enjoyed playing against Essex over the years, haven't you, in all forms of cricket? You know, was it a move, crikey, you know, that this guy would be better playing for us rather than against us?
Well, hopefully that is going to be the case, and hopefully I can score more runs and get more wickets from being here than I have done in the past. I've had some good years over my time so far, and hopefully this year can be another brilliant year for me.
Indeed, and you see yourself, and there's no reason to dispute that. You should be playing in all forms of the game, shouldn't you, both red and white ball cricket?
Well, I back myself. I back myself to be playing all formats. But then to come into a team that's just won a championship, it's going to be hard to warrant a place in that squad. So fingers crossed I can warrant a place, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, indeed. As you say, there's a lot of competition for places, but perhaps that's the strength of the side, isn't it? That it's not just the 11 you put out there, it's the backup and players when they do come in ready to take their opportunity.
Of course, you can't. I don't think you can win a championship with 11 players. You need a good depth in your bowling attack. Because you never know what people are going to pick up, injuries here, there or anywhere. So it's one of those things that you have just got to get on with and go from there. But I think, I say, the bowling attack that we've got and the batting lineup that we've got, I think personally we're definitely another one. They stepped up last year and they've proved a lot of people wrong. Like the likes of your big counties, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. I recommend watching, put it that way.
So fast forward to September, and you and I are having a conversation and reflecting on the season. What will Matt Coles reflect and say, do you know what, that was a damn good season?
Me reflecting back over the end of the season?
For you personally?
Me personally, staying fit all year is one main thing, and that's obviously a tough ask. So there's not many county players that actually do stay fit, and I guess that was a positive that with me, that I've stayed fit for year in, year out, and got my wickets, and maybe not quite got my runs, but hopefully I can come to the end of the season and say I've done my bit to help a team win trophies.